And tell me if this makes sense to you. Kwame Kilpatrick, you may know him. He's the former mayor of Detroit. He owes the city $1 million.
$1 million.
$1 million.
Yeah.
Okay, he resigned. He was charged with 10 felony counts, including perjury. He spent some time in jail. He was accused of abuse of power, funneling money to his wife. He used city funds to buy his wife luxury vehicles and take expensive vacations on the city credit card.
Public servant.
Okay, yeah. Now he says he can't pay the $1 million. And who is he asking to donate to? His cause?
Let me guess.
The people of the city of Detroit. He set up a website for donations. We're joined now by M.L. Elric, reporter and author of The Kwame Sutra. Good morning.
Good morning.
M.L., for people not familiar, perhaps, with Kwame Kilpatrick's story, explain to them the irony of this situation.
Yeah, this is a man who is the living embodiment of hubris. And the thing about the Friends of Kwame Kilpatrick, while he's soliciting donations, there's no mention here that he'll use that money to help pay his restitution, which is pretty galling to those of us in Detroit who are left with a city in a shambles. The Free Press a couple of years ago exposed some text messages he had sent that showed that he lied under oath during a police whistleblower trial, and he fought like the devil to try and keep his job for almost a year. And then ultimately was convicted of obstruction of justice. And the minute he got out of jail, owing the city $1 million in restitution, he took a private jet down to Texas and reestablished his family in one of the poshest suburbs in the country in what is best described as a mini mansion. And they seem to be living very, very well, unlike most of the people he left behind in our fair city.
But he's argued to the judge that he has to maintain that kind of lifestyle.
Yeah, it's interesting. He says that as a salesman, he sells he's trying to sell software for Covisint, which is a subsidiary of Compuware, which is a very big corporate citizen and really a positive part of Detroit here, that he has to have a certain home, a certain lifestyle. But I don't know any salesmen who routinely invite their clients to their home. And he also has this big, fancy pickup truck. I don't know any salesmen who say, hey, let me take you for a ride in my big old 4x4. So yeah. His argument rings a little hollow.
Do we know how much, just quickly, do we know if anyone's donating?
There have been about 17 comments posted to the website. A fair number of them have said, I support you, even though I can't send you any cash right now, which sounds a lot like what he's telling the city of Detroit. But there's no sort of tote board that shows you how much money has rung up so far.
Okay, I'm a rec reporter, author of The Kwame Sutra. Thanks so much.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.